Demon Road by Derek Landy. Read by Catherine Griffiths.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. 12 hours before Amber Lamont's parents tried to kill her, she was sitting between them in the principal's office, her hands in her lap, stifling all the things she wanted to say.
"We don't stand for troublemakers in this school," said Mrs. Cobb.
She was a fleshy woman, in her 50s, who wore a necklace so tight that when her neck quivered and her face went red, Amber expected her head to just pop off. Maybe bounce on the floor and go rolling underneath her massively imposing desk. That would have been nice.
"There is a reason we have been placed in the top 3 educational facilities in the great state of Florida," Cobb continued. "And do you know what that is? It's because we run a tight ship."
She paused for effect, as if what she'd said needed to be absorbed rather than merely tolerated. Cobb inclined her head slightly to one side.
"Mr. and Mrs. Lamont, I don't know you very well. In previous years, there has been no reason to summon you here. In previous years, Amber's behavior has been perfectly adequate. But your daughter has been sent to my office 3 times in the past month for altercations with other students. 3 times. That is, I'm sure you'll agree, beyond the pale. Speaking plainly, as I feel I must, her behavior this semester has worsened to such a degree that I am, regrettably, forced to wonder if there might have been some drastic change in her home circumstances.